Okay, so Rabosa, I'm gonna do. I'm gonna try and get in three different mini sugyas today, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. But at least Aleph and Beis, and hopefully maybe we'll get to Gimel as well. So we left off yesterday with a very fascinating discussion about what's the svara that when it comes to the din of kasher zaman. So the Gemara tells us that when it comes to dinei mamonos, so mishalshlim beinehem, and every aide has to pay his share. And that's it. They don't go. They each pay their share. They don't have to pay a total amount. They pay the total. If they want to be mechayev the nidon to pay 200, so then collectively the Edim Zoma have to pay 200. When it comes to malchus, they each get their individual share of malchus. And we suggested a couple of ideas yesterday to explain that anomaly. Rava says a simple, very cryptic statement. Rava says that mama mitzdarev malchus lo mitzdarev. So why exactly should that be? So we saw one possibility. Rashi, I believe, is saying this, and the Ritvar is saying this, is that fundamentally, once you're going ahead and paying the mammon is all being lodged, it's all going to the nidon, and in a certain sense, the tashlumin is a payment of like a hezek, and you wanted to do him $200 of damage, he gets $200. Any more than that would be in excess, and that's the tziruf of mammon, because at the end of the day, the way mammon is formulated in kasher zaman is to make the nidon whole again, as if you cause him to lose that money. That's not true when it comes to Malkus. When it comes to Malkus, it's not directed to a certain nidon, it's a chiyuv to the state, so to speak, and everyone has to get their own Malkus. We also saw the Beis HaLevi, the interesting sheet of the Beis HaLevi that says that when it comes to Malkus, you don't accumulate because when it comes to Malkus, the idea of a person, there's the accumulation of the onesh, and then as you get higher and higher, each halka, each malke is going to cause more pain, more challenge, more difficulty. And as a result, there's accumulation. When it comes to malchus, it doesn't accumulate. When it comes to mammon, money is what we say, money is fungible. That means the $5 and the $20 and the $100 and the $200 is all the same exact dollar. It doesn't accumulate. So I wanted to suggest a third idea. Which again is, I think, the fanciest idea. It's a very striking idea. It's alluded to briefly in the Sha'arei Yosher of Shimon Shkop, who was the Rav in Grodno. He was actually gave Shimon YU for about 9-10 months when he was kind of caught on a fundraising trip in New York and during World War I, I believe it was. And so he gave some shirim for about 10 months in YU, but he's a Rosh Yeshiva in Grodno. He has a sefer called the Sha'arei Yosher. In Shar Zayin, Siman Aleph, he develops, again, very cryptically, but the following basic idea. To set it up, we're going to go ahead and learn the Gemara on Daf Vav. I ask you to take a look at that. And the Gemara on Daf Vav cites a sheet that we have a general principle that when it comes to Eidus, a very fascinating halach we're going to have to spend some time discussing, that if you have a kad of Eidim and nimsa echad mehem karavu pasul kulam betelim, when you have a kad of Eidim and one of the members of the kad become pasul, either because they're krovim or because they're psul rosh or whatever the psul might be, nimsa echad mehem karavu pasul kulam betelim, it knocks out the kad. You knock out one aid, you knocked out the entire kad. That is generally what we assume, and that's true whether you have two Eidim in the kat, when it's obvious, if you knock out one, the whole kat is gone. But even if you have 3, 5, 10 Eidim in the kat, once you knock out one, nimsa echamim karv apostle, kulam betalim, and you might recall, we actually had that sugya very briefly in Maseches Gittin as well. There's a sheet in the Mishnah, however, that says that Amar Rav Yossi, that when does this halach apply? Bamed dvar mamurim bedinei nefashos. It only applies by dinei nefashos. Ava bedinei mamonos, when it comes to dinei mamonos, tiskayim ha'edus b'sha'ar. That the edus, even if nimsa echamim karva pasul, let's say you have three edim testifying in a dinei mamonos case, and one of them is found to be a relative, a karov, nevertheless, the edus stands with the shar, that the other edim can still go ahead and testify. And what exactly is the reason for that? So it comes along Rashi, and Rashi says, bedinei mamonos, bedinei nefashos were more machmir, because we have a halacha dichsiv, when it comes to the edus in dinei nefashos, the Torah tells us, v'shaftu ha'eda, the dayanim have to judge, v'hitzilu ha'eda, and they also have to be matzah. That's an interesting idea, which again, not for now in detail, but in the Jewish jurisprudential system, the dayanim, the bezin, the dayanim wear two hats. They wear a hat of v'shaftu ha'eda as judges, but they also wear a hat as v'hitzilu ha'eda. If you were to say in English, what does v'hitzilu ha'eda mean? What is the the hat that is being worn by the judges as quote unquote vihitzilu. What would you call that in English? How would you describe that? Right, they serve as defense counsel. In Dine Nefashos, is that Edom are both the Dayanim, that Dayanim, the Bezin is both the Shoftim and Vihitzilu Ha'eda. They have to go out of their way to see if they can be Melamed Schus on the defendant. They are serving as defense counsel. And as a result, we're going to find a lot of Kulas that are there when it comes to Dine Nefashos with respect to the defendant, a lot of kulas. And one of the kulas, says Rashi, is mehadrin azachusa. We're going to look for their zchus. And therefore, once you have one aid, is a kar of a puzzle, kulam betelem. We're going to do anything we can to knock them out. Bamed v'ramamun, that's only true when it comes to dinar nefashos. Because dinar nefashos, it's the state versus the defendant. So the bezdin is going to go ahead and be mehadr azchusa. When it comes to dinay mamonis, it's Reuven versus Shimon. So Reuven versus Shimon, we're not going to take sides over there. Since there's no din of Hitzilu Ha'eda, you're not going to have this halacha, says Rashi, of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karo V'Pasol Kulan Betel. And that's not going to be fair to the plaintiff. You have to be fair to both sides of the story. Therefore, that is how Rashi understands the sugya. And there's a fundamental difference between Dine Nefashos and Dine Mamonos Aliba de Rashi. But if you take a look at Tosis, and let's learn the Tosis inside. Tosis doesn't like that shot. Tosis writes as follows: Perush HaKuntres, Mishum Dixiv V'Hitzilu Ha'Eda De Mitzvah Levatel Ha'Edus Bekal. Hitzilu Ha'Edus tells us there's a mitzvah on Bezin to do whatever they can to try and save Lahatzil Hanefesh, to save the defendant. We're going to try not to kill people. You know, some people, if I ask you, and by the end of this perek, I'm going to ask you the question: is the Torah pro capital punishment or anti-capital punishment? So the simple answer is, of course, we're pro-capital punishment. Our Mises Bezdin, we listened yesterday, there's a fifth Mises Bezdin, there's Malkus. Of course, pro-capital punishment. Not so simple. That's not a simple question at all. And here's another example of Bezdin's going to go out of their way to Vihitzilu Ha'eda. So that's how Rashi learns. V'kashal ha'perusho, says Tosis. Says Tosis, this is difficult. Why? De'im kein dine mamonis nilaf minayu. We have a rule that when it comes to Dine Mamonis, Ksiv Mishpat Echad Yelachem, that Dine Mamonis and Dine Nefashos have a certain, shall we say, they're parallel. We learn one from the other. Mishpat Echad, it's all one judgment. And if we have this principle of Vitzilu Ha'eda, that we're going to go ahead and try and be Mavatal Eidos Bekal when it comes to Nefashos, maybe Hu Adin when it comes to Dine Mamonis. Ve'od, moreover, the Dine Mamonis Nami Ksiv Al Pishnaimo Al Pishlosha, just like we have in Dine Nefashos Al Pishnaimo Shlosha, we have a cot, whether it's two or three. You knock out one, that knocks out everyone. You have the same exact principle when it comes to Dine Mamonis. So Tosis is not happy with Rashi's pshat. And Tosis gives his own pshat, and I think this is a fantastic idea. Fantastic idea. Look what Tosis writes. Lekach pireish ri, the bedine nefashos shayach shapir lemelaf mishnayim de edusam betela mishum de mashnayim ki nimsa echol mehem karvo pasul edusam betela lagamre umeata eno moeles leklum hilkach bishlosha nami kulam betelim lagamre, says Tosfos. The Torah gives us hekek al pishnayim o shlosha edim, and that teaches me that whatever rules I have with two edim, I'm going to have with three afilu meya. Okay. So says Tosfos, I understand very well in Dine Nefashos. What happens if I have two edim, and one aid is found to be pasul? What do I have left?
Nothing.
I have nothing left. I have nothing left because Kobe, I have one left. Yes, you're right. I have one left. But what is one worth in Dine Nefashos? What can one do in Dine Nefashos?
Dine Nefashos, nothing. But
Dine Nefashos. In Dine Nefashos. In Dine Nefashos, he can do zero. So if you knock out, you have two Aiden, that's your baseline. If you knock out one, you have nothing left. So nimsa echad mehem karov apostle, it's batal. You have nothing left. And now we have a hekesh to three. So even though you might argue, when it comes to three and knock out one, I still have two good eidim, but the hekesh says, treat three exactly as you treat two. And since by two, you knock out one, you got nothing. So two by three, you knock out one, you got nothing. Now, stop for a second. What's the lumdus of that hekesh? What's the hekesh really saying in lumdus? Because it doesn't really make sense. If you knock out one, two, you have two eight, and you knock out one, yeah, you have nothing. But if you have three eidim, you knock out one, you have two. Well, what? Two can do something. So what's the lumdus of the hekesh? Isaac. Forgash. No, I'm always going to call Forgash when it's Isaac Shapiro Forgash. Always Forgash is going to get the call, and you all know why. Okay, Forgash.
All eidus is the same.
What?
There's no, all eidus is the same. You need all the same rules. Meaning,
yeah, but we need to tighten that up. We need a little more than that. Noop, what are you tying up? What's the message? What is the Gemara? Well, the Gemara has this hekesh. Two is the same as three. Afilu meya. What's the message of that hekesh? Two, three, meya. What's the message?
We're anti-capital punishment.
No. That don't give me philosophy. Give me lumdus. Give me lumdus. This is not just about this is like a broad principle about halachic edus. Rory.
The two is significant as 100, meaning that when what we consider to be a cod, what we consider to be edus, just as potent and significant with two people as it would be with 100.
Okay, that's a good step. That's a very good step. Do you see this bottle? This bottle, I'm going to call this bottle a bottle of edus. Once the bottle is full, once it's full, and I keep on pouring into it, am I adding anything to the bottle? So the Chiddush HaKra is that two edim is what I'm going to call absolute edus. So that's the max. You've maxed out. So does 3, 10, 100 do anything for you? Doesn't add anything because you already have absolute edus. You've already maxed out. So if it's 2 versus 100, Rory, who wins? What?
It's the same.
It's the same because you have maximum edus. It's the same. Yafeh. Okay, that's step number one. That's a very important step. Step number two. Why is it the same? After all, 100 is so much better than 2. So why is it the same? Guys, this is very important stuff. There's like the ABCs of Makkos Sanhedrin. Yes, Yosef Avram.
As Exesh Akasov, it says Edom, the Torah always makes it a cat.
Oh.
No matter how much you have.
So the point is, I don't like the word, you're right, it's Exesh Akasov, but I there's a lumdus. And the lumdus is, this is not 100 versus 2. It's not 100 versus 2. What is it?
One cot versus another cot.
That's correct. It's a cot versus a cot. Because the chiddush of edus is that you're not talking now about two edim. You're talking about, in English, I would use the word, a set of edim. So now you have a set of edim versus a set of edim. That cancels each other out. Oh. So now, next step. We're just going step-by-step lumdus over here. The next step. What is the svara of Nimsa echad mehem karov apostle kulam betalim? Just give me the lumdus of that din. Yeah, Melav, what do you got?
Once the cot is slightly flawed, the entire cot is completely flawed.
Okay, I don't like the word slightly flawed, but yes, once it's a flawed cot, it's a flawed cot. So therefore, Once you have one member of the cot is puzzle, that defines the cot as a flawed cot, and therefore kulam b'tayla. Yafeh ma'od. That's it. That's the svara of this halacha. Very clear, very understandable. That is what we just said. What do we say this? In what domain are we operating? What domain? That's dine nefashos. Now watch this. Hold on, Will. Now let me go weiter. Back into Tosis. Back into Tosis. So now comes along Tosis. Aval. Bidine mominus. When it comes to dine mominus, the bishnayim nami, even when you have two eidim, ki nimsa echad mehem karov upasul, hasheni, in a batel agamre, dechayev lo shvua, lekach, shlosha nami nimsa echad mehem karov upasul, tiskayem ha'edus bishar eidim. So says Tysus, wait a second. Rabosai, what can a single aid in Dine Nefashos do? Nefashos.
Nothing.
But can a single aid in Dine Mominus, can he do something? In Dine Mominus, yes. An aid Echad in Dine Mominus is Mechayev a Shvua Doraisa. That is to say, for example, if Reuven says Shimon owes him $100 and Reuven has an aid Echad supporting that, so Shimon doesn't have to pay $100, but Shimon has to make a shvua d'oraisa, denying that he owes the money. And if he fails to make that shvua d'oraisa, if he doesn't want to make the shvua d'oraisa, then he has to pay. In other words, is an eid echad in dine mominus a zero?
No.
Absolutely not. So therefore, says Tysus, in theory, and now this is going to be the leap, in theory, if you have two eidim, if you have two aidim and one of them gets knocked out, are you at ground zero? Or does an aid echad have some potency? An aid echad still has some potency, can do something. As a result, says Tosus, according to Rav Yossi, even if you have three aidim and one gets knocked out, tiskayem ha'edus bishar. The Eidus will still survive. Now, Rabosai, hold on. Hold on, Yosef Avram. Now, my question is as follows. What is Tosis perhaps suggesting about the nature of Dine Mominus versus Dine Nefashos? Yalai bel chavrusa.
Dine Mominus doesn't require a cup.
Not exactly. Yeah, I mean, yes, that's definitely the direction I'm going in, but the nature of, I'll say like this, the nature of a kat in Dine Mominus is not the same as a kat in Dine Nefashos. In Dine Nefashos, a kat causes the individual Edim to lose their, if you will, identity. Now they become Part of the set. Rabosai, what do you need to do anything in Dine Nefashos? How many Eidim are required?
Two
Eidim. And now the two Eidim have a new name. The name is called a Kat of Eidim. And two is the same as three, is the same as 100. How many Eidim do you need to be Motzi Mamon? No.
One.
No, you don't need one. You don't need one. You need two. To be Motzi Mamon, Miyara Muchzak, you need two aid.
I just said you could do it with one. With
I phone. Said you can be Machayev Shvua. I didn't say you can be Motzi Mamon. You can be Machayev Shvua. To be Motzi Mamon, you need two aid. Question is, what is the nature and character of the power of those two Eidim? Is the pshat that they are now a kat and they have a status of a kat? Or perhaps they are the power of two Eidim. Eid 1 and Eid 2. They are the power of two Adim. They're not this new thing called a set, a kat, but they are a koach of Shnei Adim.
I'm not sure if you can see, but Shmuley's raising his hand.
Okay, good. Good, good. Now, Rabosa, I'll take you in a second, Shmuley. Thank you, Zevi, Shir assistant, Gvaldik. What are we saying? What are we saying? Dine Mamanis is not a formal kat, but it is the power of Shnei Adim, which yields the following consequences. Consequence number one is, let's say one of those Adim becomes Puzzle. What's the din? The other one is can still function. There is value in Eid Echad, and Eid Echad is a something. Is a something. Oh. If you turn the page for a second, to Vav Med Beis, I put this in brackets, but take a look. There is a din called Eidus Miyuchedes. Eidus Miyuchedes means that in order to be two Eidim, the Eidim have to, how do you become a kat? So the Gemara says, Eidus Miyuchedes is no good. What does Eidus Miyuchedes mean, no good? The Eidim have to be able to see each other. If they can't see each other, then it's not a kat of Eidim. To be a kat of Eidim, they have to see each other. Famous case. One's out. Look, see, there's a murder down below. One sees from this window. One sees from that window. They don't see each other. They just see the murder. No, that's called Eidus Miyuchedes. And the Gemara has a Deya of Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman, Eidus Miyuchedes Kshera B'dinei Mamanis. When does Eidus Miyuchedes not work? It doesn't work in Eidus Nefashos. But in Eidus Dinei Mamanis, Eidus Miyuchedes works. Why? Why does Eidus Miyuchedes work in Dinei Mamanis? Don't give me the pasuk. Give me a lumdus. I don't want psukim. I want the lumdus of the pasuk. No. No. Because they don't have to become a kat. They don't have to be mitzurafin. They don't need siruf. Why? Because in dinim mamnis, you need two edim. But it's just the koach of two Eid Echads. An Eid Echad has a koach in Dine Mamanis. How do I know that? Kimi Machai v'shvua. Hashta da'asis lahachi. Maybe this is exactly the pshat in our Mishnah and Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Yosef Ron, don't cry. You want to say it?
I want to suggest something else.
No. Not now. I'm at the punchline. Rabosai, why in Dine Mamanis does each aid in Adim Zomim only pay Lefi Chelko? Each one pays 100. Mamanis Mitztaref. Why? Because each aid is contributing half of the Nemanis. If they're each contributing half of the nemanis, it's a koach of an eid echad plus a koach of an eid echad. That's what triggers the chiyuv. So they're each contributing half of the nemanis, memela, they're going to be chayv to pay 100 plus 100. Masha ein kein in dinin nefashos. They lose their individual identity. It's no longer that each aid is being machayv half the nemanis. The kat is being machayv. And therefore, the kat has to bear the Einish Malkus, which is going to impose a chiyuv, full Malkus, on every member of the Kat. Okay, that's the end of yesterday's shir. Yosef Ram, what's your problem?
I just want to suggest that by Dine Mamanos, you could still call it a Kat, but a Kat which maintains its identity. And that's what the power of two Adim are. They each have their own identity, and that's why Tosos can make the equation to a kat by dinei nefashos, because they're both still kats, but the kat by dinei nefashos, each aid loses his identity and becomes part of the kat. Masha ain't came by dinei mamonos, right?
Fair enough. Fair enough. It's a semantical point, but fair enough. Zevi, I just see remaining time on this thing. If you could deal with that, that'd be awesome.
They don't... give me an upgrade every time. They give me an upgrade about 80% of the time.
Okay, do what you got to do. Okay, go ahead, William. I can't hear you. Will, you're on mute.
Yeah. Can't you just say the same thing? Even if it was a cut, you could just say, well, it's the cut that's being machayev in the mom loan, and so the cut as a whole has to pay back that mom loan, but they don't have to pay it back. Each of them has to put up $100.
Because
you could say the same thing. If they each retain their identity, though, each of them is being machayev in $100. So okay. Each has to pay $100, $200 total.
Beseder, that fine. You could. It's the same idea. You're being semantical. The same point that Yosef Rahm's making. The point is that in Dine Mamanus, the nature of Shnei Edim is fundamentally different than in Dine Nefashos. That's the point we're trying to make, and that's going to come out in this Mishnah Daf Hey. By the way, I believe, double check this, but if you go to the Psukim, you'll notice in Dine Mamanus, the Pasuk says, Al Pi Shnayim Edim Ushosha Edim. In Dine Mamanus, it says Api Shnei Edim, not Shnayim. Look at the Balaturim on that pasuk. Api Shnayim Edim versus Api Shnei Edim. Ayin Balaturim. Very good. So take a look at the Balaturim, Isaac, and I think you'll see something interesting on those psukim. Okay, we want to keep moving. We're up against the clock over here. Go ahead, Leibel. Yeah.
I'm just not understanding why, since the Badina fascists are considered one group, why would each one get the full punishment of anything? I would think backwards, but why is he arguing?
Because, again, I think the main point is on the Dine Mamanus side. That's really the main point. Why is another Dine Mamanus, that's the idea of Dine Mamanus, because each individual aid retains its individual identity. When it comes to Dine Nefashos, there's no such thing as an individual aid. It's not shaykh. So the Din Malkus goes on the cot, and now the cot is comprised, yes, of Reuven and Shimon, so they're all going to have to bear the full Din Malkus. That's not Nitan Lechaluka, because that's cot. The cot is the Edim has Zonimim, and therefore they get their punishment. Okay, Rabosai, I want to... let's just keep plowing ahead. We'll keep plowing ahead. Rabosa, I want to move on to the next sugya. Next sugya will take, I just have a 2-minute comment I want to make on the sugya. We saw this, if you remember, shir number one. This is really, we discussed the topic in this Mishnah. Take a look quickly at the Mishnah and Daf Hemet Aleph. So the Mishnah says, Ein ha'edim nasim zom ad shiazimu es atzman. Ketzad. Omru me'edim anu bishponi shaharagas ha'nefesh amalem he'achatam edim sharei nerag ze. O ahorek ze ha'yo imanu osayim ha'makploni ein elu zomim. Avol Amar Lahem, Imanua Yisem, that you were with us, the Edim, that is Elu Zomen. So you need Atshia Zumu Es Atzman, and the Mishnah explains what is Atshia Zumu Es Atzman, the difference between Imanua Yisem versus testifying that the Neherag or the Horeg was. And if you look at the Gemara, Menani Mili, how do we know? Damra Krovine, Eid Sheker Ina, Atshia Teshaker. Gufa shel edus. You need to be meshaker gufa. You have to undermine the gufa shel edus. And the Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana Lanos Bosara Achet Israel gufa shel edus. So you will recall in Shir number one when we outlined the difference between edim zomimim and edim hakasha. We discussed the Gemara of a Kamadafayim Beis. And we looked at some Rambams and the Ramban ala Torah, and all echoed on the daf over here in Rashi and Tosas, the Rambam and the Perish HaMishnayis. What's the difference between Eide HaKosha and Eide HaZama? Eide HaKosha, it's Treyu Trey, 2 verses 2. So my chazis, the Tzayis Lahani, Tzayis Lahani. Why are we believing the second over the first? So we saw Rava, Abaye, Chidushu, etc. But the Mishnah is telling us that the fundamental difference between Eide HaKosha and Eide HaZama is in Eide HaZama, the second cot is not attacking the Eidus, but it's attacking the Eidim. And that's what our Gemara says, Kimat Mefurash, Gufa Shel Eidus. Shetashaker Gufa Shel Eidus, that's what Rash says, that's what Taisa says, that is what Eidim Zom is all about. If you look at the Rabbeinu Hananel over here, So Rabbeinu Chana just suggests a different idea, a different shot. He quotes the Gaonim. And the Gaonim, he writes as follows, Ra'inu l'rabo seinu ha-Gaonim. Zal ki pershu ad sheyazumu atzman. What does ad sheyazumu atzman mean? Until they are mazim themselves. Ad sheyacharishu v'lo yakhishu hamuzamim es hamezim. So what does it mean? What does it mean? What is Rabbeinu Chana saying? What does it mean? What's pshat ad sheyazumu es atzman? Like the edim zomimim have to be mazim themselves. What does that mean? Ad sheyacharishu. What does ad sheyacharishu mean? How do you touch that? They have to be silent. Meaning what? Velo yakhishu. They do not object. They do not object. In other words, the second kat comes along and says, Imanu ayisem, and they say quiet. Once they say, what are you talking about? We weren't with you over there. We were exactly where we said we were. We were in New York. We saw this murder. No, you're lying. Once they speak up, says the Gaonim, it's not Eden Zone. What Rabosai propelled, what forced, what compelled the Gaonim to learn the Sugya like this? What's driving the Gaonim? Kaibi?
Maybe the Mishnah on, where was it? On Hey Yom Aleph, where, right, we have the istatis according to...
Nah, don't give me istatis. I don't know what istatis is. Don't give me istatis. Keep it. I'm looking for svaras. You keep me. Everyone gives me makiris. They think I'm not looking for a bekias in Kol HaTorah Kula.
Okay, well, because we how do we know that this second kind of Edom is telling the truth?
Yafeh. That's all I need you to say, Kobe. Don't be so difficult. Rabosai, the Rabbeinu Chanan, the Ga'onim are still troubled by shir number one. Why are we believing the second kat over the first kat? What is the core and fundamental difference in Eidei HaKosh and Eidei HaZama? Good, the Gemara speaks about Kufa Shel Eid and all that. That's nice, but at the end of the day, it's Trei Utrei. We said we were there, and you say we're not, we weren't there. That's Trei Utrei. So says the Gaonim, what's the pshat in Ad Sheyazumu Es Atzman? We need something to tilt the equation. And what is the tilt of the equation? Is the silence of the Eden Zomen. I would even call it, I'm not going to say these words all the way, but a shtika kohoda. It's their acquiescence. The fact that they're not objecting, that is a raglayim nadavar, a gilui milsa, that the second kat is saying the truth. But if indeed, the first kat would object, then says the Gaonim, we're stuck still at a trei utrei situation. And my chazis, why are you believing the first kat over the second kat? The Gaonim apparently do not accept this chiluk between Gufa Shel Edim and the Edus itself, and therefore come up with this alternative idea, but I think it's flowing directly out of the first shir that we gave. Okay, so let's just see the next piece of Gemara.
Rabbi has a question.
Oh, I'm sorry, and I didn't take Shmuley's question. Okay, just taking a look at the next piece of Gemara. Very fascinating little piece of Gemara. And the next sugi is a very, very interesting. Amar Rava. So bo shnayim v'amar b'mizrach bira harag plonius ha-nefesh. Bo shnayim v'amar v'alo b'marav bira. Imanu ha-yisem. So they testify, we saw murder on the eastern side of a big building. And the Ein Zom said, what are you talking about? You were with us on the western side. So Chazinon, I kedekaimei b'mara bira mechzi chazal mizrach bira. So if you could see from one side to the other, ein elu zomim, va'im lav har elu zomim, shita. So that's obvious. So Gemara says, ma'udetem ha'nechosh l'nahora barya kamash malon. Maybe we suspect that the Edom Zomim could have been on the other side and had supersonic vision. They had superpowers. They could see very far. So Kamasha, we're not choishes for that. Okay, did you guys see these Gemaras yet? Did you see this Gemara? I need to know if you saw the Gemara. You haven't seen the Gemara. Okay, so we'll just read the next piece. I'm not going to give Shiran, and now I want you to see these Gemaras. V'amar Rava. So Rava says, Bo Shnai V'amar Besura B'tzafra B'chad B'Shabbat Ahar Ploni Sanefesh. So Edom say that we saw murder Sunday morning in Surah. Ubo Shnai V'amar, what are you talking about? B'panya, in the evening, the night, later that night, B'chad B'Shabbat Emanu Yisab B'Narda. You with us in Narda. So Chazinan, imit safra lepanya matzi ozlam yisrul na'arda, can you get from surah to na'arda from morning to evening? If you can, lo have zomim, they could have been in both places at those times. V'lo have zomim, shita, so that's pasha, what's the chiddush? Ma'u detema lechos legam leparcha, kamashmala. So you might think we should be chayshesh for gam leparcha, that people have super fast camels, and maybe he's got a supersonic camel, and that could have gotten there extra fast. Kamasha, we're not chayshish. Okay, this is what I want you to think about. Okay, it's a small point. I don't want to spend too much time on it. But in the Kamash Malon, so Kamasha, we're not chayshish for super fast camels. In the Havamina, we're chayshish for fast camels. In the Havamina, we're choshesh for supersonic vision. In the Maskana, we're not choshesh for supersonic vision. So what's the din? They claim they saw someone in the morning kill in Surah. Mezimim say you're with us in Narda in the evening. Apparently, there are supersonic camels. Gemara says, nah, we're not chayshish for supersonic camels. So what's the din? I want to know what the din is. Two possibilities. What's the debate? Havamina, supersonic camels? Kamash Malan, no supersonic camels. Havamina, supersonic camels, therefore what? Supersonic camels, therefore, believe the Edim. And what? Believe the first cut of Edim and kill the Nidom. Kill the Nidom. Kamash Malan. What's the Kamash Malan? Two possibilities. Kamash Malan. Don't kill the Nidom and kill the Edim Zomim. Or Kamash Malan. Don't kill the Nidom. But maybe they did have a supersonic camel. We're not going to kill the Nidom based on a supersonic camel. But you never know. And therefore, don't kill the Edom Zomim. So that's what I want us to spend a little bit of time on tomorrow. It's a machlokas, the Ritva, and the Taisa Shans. And then, Amir Tzashem, we do the next piece of Gemara, which is big and incredibly important. It's going to influence all of Maseches Bava Kamma, next piece of Gemara. It's going to be very, very significant. Have an excellent, excellent afternoon.